NADDF mobile.
KEA TFM.
KEA TFM from NADDF, good morning.
Good morning, Dakota. I'm just dropped off my son at school. Now heading back home.
Doing the dad thing. How far away is school from your house?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's probably about, 4 miles, 5 miles from the house. So, you can normally take the bus, but the bus comes at like 6:20. So if I don't feel like getting up, I just drive home.
Oh, okay. That's kind of how we are. It's fortunate, right? You take it for granted that it's like, I can just run in there if I have to.
It's an early day. My daughter, they both basically leave at the same time because Utica, they have the early start schools and the late start. And, of course, two of them are in the early start and one's in the late start. So my sixth grader, he's still at the elementary school, but they start at 8:50. So 7 o'clock at 8:50. Yeah, go figure.
Come on, they got to make it convenient for those parents at work.
Oh, yeah. My wife's even a teacher in the school district, and, there's no free early drop-off or anything. You're just another person in the mix. So, and then, of course, with her schedule, you know, she teaches at an elementary school, so she gets out of work the same time they're getting out of school, so there's just no way for her to get from 25 into Quinder over to my son's school at 25 in Chaner, basically. So, yeah. So every day it's pretty interesting. When I was out of work and driving all three of them, I have Google Timeline enabled on my phone, and when you look at all the routes that I took, I basically drive a triangle, like three times in the morning and three times in the afternoon. It's quite funny.
We're coming up on a similar issue. My kids are a lot younger than yours. I've got my daughter's in pre-K, and then my son's going into pre-K next year, but then I got another younger one behind them, and it's screwing in Elmont. Like, there's half-day preschool, but there's afternoons, there's mornings, and we couldn't get them. My one son's not old enough to get into the preschool yet because he's three and they only have four-year-old preschool, so we're doing the same thing. My nanny's got to leave the house multiple times a day just to go get my daughter, and then she's got to bring the other kids with her. It's a huge pain. But when they're both in school, it's going to be similar to what you're doing because they're starting and ending at different times.
Yeah, and it was actually worse for us because at least now we got, for my middle schooler, my daughter drives, but the middle schooler, he can take the bus. But elementary school, I live at 22 Mile in Chaner, but they assigned the elementary school over at, 19 and Van Dyke area. So it's like a 45-minute bus ride in the morning to get to that school. Really, it's a pain in the butt driving across M-59 all the way to Van Dyke. So we school of choice them to the 1 2 miles from our house, but of course, they don't have bus service. So we've been driving them all these years, and it's just something we had to do. I mean, my wife didn't work until all of them were in school, but, you know, still a lot of driving. But, yeah, it's not fun not having that bus option. That does help out a lot.
I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and I had to take the bus. I remember it very fondly. Not so much, though. But my mom would never drive me unless it was like, unless I slept in, which didn't happen because she made sure I was awake to get on that bus. But we have bus service, too, where we're at, thankfully. We're close to the school, but we're on the outskirts of town, so we're still in that bubble of, we'll pick you up and take you there.
Yeah, I grew up on Warren, I had to walk, and I walked a mile and a half every day to school back, and now, no one would even think of letting their kids walk that far. It's absolutely crazy to me. And my wife grew up in Harper Woods. She had a 3-mile walk, and she walked it every day. It's crazy. That's how I know I sound old when I'm giving the, 40 miles uphill story. But yeah, I walk a long way in the morning, and here everyone gets driven the way it is now.
Yeah, it's sad because there's no way in hell I would let my kids walk to school anymore because of the world we live in. I'd rather just tell my boss I'm gonna be at this time because I got bad things to do.
Yeah, the bizarre part about it is the world is exactly the same. Their parents just get up, walk to school. I mean, it wasn't that much better, I don't think. I think we just didn't have awareness of it, because we didn't have news like we do today, so we really didn't know. But, yeah, I always find it crazy. I'm like, man, they just kept sleeping and made me walk a mile and a half in the rain, winter.
I walked 2 city cross blocks, the narrow portion, to elementary school. 2 more city cross blocks to my junior high school, and then kitty corners of my junior high school was my high school. I don't think I walked 2/3 of a mile in all my years one way to school. Good morning, gentlemen. W8RCY.
You took the words right out of my mouth. We didn't have awareness because we didn't have, the social media and the media and everyone saying, look at this kid got abducted. Good morning, Donald. How are you?
That's funny. It's just way too before you remember my
drop-offs, and one side are the buses, and the other side is kids being dropped off, and it's just nuts, but we do live in different times, and I've been out of elementary school now for, close to 60 years, maybe, because I just had my 50-year reunion for high school, but yeah, it's just insane, and then, like you say, I don't know the other gentleman's name that's part of this conversation, but you say, got to travel from one side to the other of the city to get your kids to school. I think that's just nuts as well.
You guys have utterly doubled. Donald picked up the tail end of it, so we'll pick up the round table again here. I don't know who, I'm trying to think who should pick it up here. Donald, go ahead and finish your thought and hand it over.
No, I was just agreeing with Dakota saying the fact that, yeah, the times have changed, and, parents who, I can't imagine my mom driving me 2 streets from a school you can see from the line of sight that you grew from, but that's what's happening now. But, yeah, for me to walk 2/3 of a mile, if that, to my high school back in 71 through 74, in conditions like we had yesterday, I mean, I heard there were school closings yesterday. And just that little bit of snow. But it's just nuts, and I do agree. But for those of you that have to drive from Van Dyke over to Shaner or DeQuinder over to Shaner, that's just wrong. Whether you have to drive them or they have to be on a bus for 45 minutes. And the other gentleman, go ahead.
Well, I guess if anything, maybe it's a sign of improvement, at least for them. We can get them over to school. It's not a big deal now. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you two go. I just pulled up to the house, so I'm going to go eat some breakfast with my wife before she goes to work, and We'll chat with you guys later. This is KEA-TFM, and I'll be clear.
All right, man. Good morning. Good talking to you. Have a good day. I'll catch you on the next trip. And I know, Donald, I've never lived where I could walk to school, fortunately, but unfortunately, it depends on how you look at it. I was always in Narnia and had to be bused or dropped off, which never happened. But I agree. Like, even when I lived in downtown Armada, I was kind of in walking distance of the high school and the middle school. Can't remember what elementary. Yeah, I think I was in distance of elementary school too. But unfortunately, it's just I don't trust people enough to let my daughter walk that far, especially when she's a young little girl.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be hard for parents today to let your kids walk. I mean, if I took you through my hometown and you physically saw what I had to walk, you know, it's, like I said, my parents' house was on the corner lot, and you just walk out to the corner to the elementary school, two small walks away. Probably no more than the length of a 2 football field, if that. And, we had safety patrols and all that stuff. Now these same kids and children today are being driven to school by their parents, and it's like, what? Are you kidding me? But then, again, the way society is, the way the worlds are now, and you're afraid of abductions and everything like that, it's sad. But the one thing I couldn't get yesterday that really surprised me is I was watching the news yesterday morning with school closings, and I'm going, what? I'm walking in snow, you know, as a kid, you know, waist deep, and it's like, this is ridiculous, you know. And, unfortunately, times have changed. And I grew up in the area of 696 and I-94, if you're familiar with that area at all, because we traveled in St. Clair Shores. And we just had our 50-year reunion, and we were going through stuff, how things were before the freeways were cut in and everything breaks. 11 Mile Road, there was a 2-lane highway, and now it's a 5-lane super speedway to get to the freeways. Okay, yeah, so, no, I agree, but, for me to walk to school 2/3 of a mile in 2 inches of snow was nothing compared to what it is now. All right, well, I just thought I'd jump in there real quick, and did you know the first name of the other gentleman?
I guess it's wrong, but I feel like an idiot, but I'm pretty sure his name is Tom. Could be wrong, though.
Okay, because I don't have them in my amateur list yet, and I'll get them added on there. Stuff. I had you from the carryover from the big GMRS list, but, okay, well, it's just good saying good morning and hello to you, and I know Sean, I think, is taking a day off, so he might be sleeping in. If he's listening, good morning to him. But, you guys are going to have breakfast. I already had a leftover egg roll for breakfast, so that's one of the weird things about me. I sometimes eat like a college kid, but leftovers. All right, I will let you go. Have a good day. Have a safe trip the rest of the way in, and we'll be listening. We're usually listening in the morning.
I lied. It's Phil. That's my fault. I apologize. I just had to look him up. Yeah, you know, the thing, too, with letting kids walk now, like we were saying, is there's awareness of the world we live in now versus back in the day. So you have to be pretty ignorant to let your kid walk, right? And then you're looked at as a bad parent for exposing your kid to the potential danger and all that fun stuff. So it sucks. I don't love it, but it is the world we live in now. Whether the exposure and the knowledge of what's actually going on out there is good or bad, I don't know. But as a parent, you got to protect your kids. The school closings are a little ridiculous. I remember when I was in school, man, it was like they just started doing the cold days when I was graduating high school. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you go inside of a building that's heated and on a heated bus or in a heated vehicle to get there. But then they said it's the kids that had to walk to school. So, I don't know. I think it builds character. One of my girlfriends at work was telling me that she made her son ride his bike to school the other day because he slept in. And it's like, you know, I think we need more of that. If it's if it's feasible and safe and it's only a little bit, you know, I think it builds character. But anyway, good morning, Donald. Good talking to you. A pleasure hearing from you as always. Don't be a stranger. NADBF.
Thank you very much. We are in agreement, that's for sure. We have, you know, there's several generations here. I mean, my brother and sister are in their 70s, and, you know, they're 89 years older than me, and I'm the youngest. But, or what it was like back in school for us. But I've taken people through my old neighborhood, and, you know, we were talking about things like having to walk to school. And I said, right there's the elementary school, two cross streets over. It's, like I said, the length of two football fields. And you can watch them walk to school. We had safety patrols and all that stuff, but, you know, again, we do live in a different world. All right, well, thank you. You may not hear me much, but I'm always listening to the FBI, that's for sure. So, you know, I'll jump in. If not, you can always jump in and look for me. Have a great day. Phil, pleasure talking to you as well, if you're still listening. W-8-R-C-Y. We're clear.
KF8-CWF. Good morning, Donald.
Hi, good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting at the workbench in my plant, so I'm okay. I won't lie. At least it's warmer today than it was yesterday. It's a whole balmy 64 degrees at my workbench.
Yeah, watching the news this morning, they were saying it's like 5 to 7 degrees colder today than it was yesterday, I believe, is what they were saying. I don't know, I only watched the news for 30 minutes and then I shut it off. But, some of the guys this morning, I was eating I had a leftover egg roll for breakfast this morning, so I had my breakfast at Champions, and now I'm just really nothing to do today until I have to get ready for Friday night date night, so that's about it. But, it's sounding good from inside the plant.
Yeah, I didn't even have to get into my normal position for hitting Mount Clemens repeater on GMRS. I just sit at my bench now. But, we've got six fans through the wall for in the summertime to try and move air out, the hot air out and whatnot. They used to, years ago, screw them closed in the wintertime, but not anymore. And if that breeze is in the right direction, like that wind we had yesterday, it comes in that fan, and it makes it hard to stay warm over here. I had it up to about 62 yesterday. That was a high in here.
Well, you pretty much know where I'm at, and I hardly even run my furnace here because heat rises, and I'm, like, chilling in just a t-shirt and basketball shorts and barefoot right now, and yet it's super cold out on the other side of this glass door wall that I'm near, and it's just nuts. That's one good thing about this place is I'm up high and the heat rises, and I don't hardly ever have to run my furnace in the wintertime. It's just a comfortable, I think my thermostat set at 70, and if it gets colder than 70, it might kick on, so. That's one of the nice luxuries I have living here.
It would be a luxury. No, years ago we used to have steam heat in the plant. And it came from over at 8 Mile Road by the railroad tracks just east of Mound Road. When they shut that down, this place became the refrigerator in the winter time. So, anyway, just thought I'd jump in there. Say good morning because I heard you out there and I heard Dakota and Phil talking about the school thing. And I remember those days too, uphill, both ways, in the snow.
Yeah, copy that. And it is what it is. All right, well, I will let you get back to work or to whatever it is you're doing. Maybe just talking on the radio. But you are sounding good from inside of there. I mean, I hear the background noise of the plant. But your signal is good and strong, and I take it you're on that Motorola. So, it's working for you. You have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at breakfast, and we'll talk at you later. W8RCY.
Well, I tell you to stay warm, but we know that's going to happen. So, anyways, enjoy your day. Enjoy day, guys.
Yep, copy that. We're clear. We'll see you in the morning. W8RCY.
W8DAP.
KE8TFM. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. A little bit chilly this morning. What's going on? Just driving Colton to school and wash the truck.
Roger. Yep. Same old, same old. Anywho, I forgot what I was going to say. It's too cold to think.
I'm buying one of those UV-25s. Those are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you read the post, Sean's Motorola technician, he likes it, passes his tests. It can't be that big of a pile. I think it's basically a 5RM, just in a bigger case and a bigger speaker. I don't know if there's any other differences. I'm kind of curious myself. But cheapest price I've seen them, even on eBay, is $50. It's like the cheapest.
It's stupid big. I thought those other two we got were, like, pretty large, you know, for bow fangs, and then that one, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. Yeah, I got to have one just to sit on the back of the shelf. I think it's almost as big as the CD that I bought from you.
Yeah, someone even said it had a metal case. I mean, the pictures, you can't tell. I don't know. I doubt if it's got a metal case, but if it's made out of metal, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that silver piece is like metal. That's what I think it is. But I don't know. It looks cool. I haven't bought any new little cheap radios in a while, but that one, yeah, that one needs to be part of the collection.
Yeah, to be honest, I've been kind of eyeballing that, waiting for it to go on sale, like Black Friday, but it pretty much has it. Now, it's weird because there's another one called the UVM, and it's got a different speaker grill on it. And for some reason, that one doesn't have good reviews. But just a regular UV-25 with a metal grill, that one has great reviews, like 4.6.
I'm sure for an analog dual band, they're all going to work pretty much the same. I wonder if that one has chirp capability or not.
Oh, yeah, it does. I already checked that out. It's weird. It's like some of the newer ones that are coming out use, like, the UV-17 Plus or UV-17R. Those two will work on just about any newer Bofang. But, yeah, it's chirp capable. But, yeah, just for the conversation piece, it's worth it.
It's just as obnoxious as if someone had one of those 1980 bagged cell phones.
Yeah, like I said, imagine if like four or five of us walked into a restaurant with those things on our belt and just like put them on the table. They're like, what the heck are those? What are these guys? What are those radios?
It cures cancer. I think it says about 11 watts or something like that. So, yeah, beefy enough. That'll be a good cabin radio.
I even bought another 5RM because they had a 15% off coupon, and it was down to like $21 with tax. It's like I don't need another 5RM, but for that price, can't pass it up. I mean, you know, get an extra battery and an extra programming cable. Or maybe I'll give it to my brother, because I gave him one a while back, and then he turned around and gave it away on Thanksgiving to one of his relatives. I was mad.
Is he a ham or just a GMRS?
No, he just has his GMRS. He might get his ham license, but just GMRS for now. So I gave him a couple of those RT85s. He's got a couple of, I believe they're UV88. So he's got four radios, as it is. But I was mad that he gave away that big 5RM.
All right, well, I just got to the school, so I'm going to go run Colton in, and I'll chat with you if you're still on the road when I get out. This is KE8, TFM, clear.
Joe. All right, catch you in a bit. W8DAP. What on earth did you buy now? W8RCY. Well, I didn't buy it yet. I just bought another radio on sale to have to replace one that was given away. But no, I'll send you a picture of it today. gives new meaning to the word brick radio. It's a gigantic radio. It's like 9 inches tall.
Sounds like an APX with an extra long battery on it. Instead of just extra long, it's got the extra long on it. And that does not include the height of the antenna, I take it. And if you all show up at a restaurant with those on your belt and you put them on the table, make sure you guys don't all sit on one side of the table or else the table's going to tip over.
Roger. Well, the picture I got, I was assuming it was from breakfast last Saturday, but it might not be. It was one of Sean's friends has it. So, the viewer at breakfast last week, you would have saw it, but maybe not. Like I said, it was just looked like a breakfast table that it was sitting on, so I'm assuming.
There are about 18 of us, 18, 19 people there, a couple of late stragglers, some new guys that came on board, first-timers, and they just sat for coffees. But if it was at the opposite, I was almost at one end, and guys like Jim from the Hazel Park Club, EDC guy, he was at the other end, so I had to go down and talk to him, but I don't remember anything that outstood over everybody else on the table.
Speaking of Motorola radios, I'm going by a truck, Tom Solutions, and has a big picture of a Motorola HT on the side of the van.
At my end of the table, where I was with Sean and some of the other guys, it was show and tell day at that end. I don't know, you haven't met DC yet, by his initials, a couple other guys. It was show and tell, and Sean went out to his car and brought in a bag full of notes and other little, you know, gizmos and gadgets. So that's what was going on. We really don't have any room for radios anymore because it's all show-and-tell gadgets and massive plates of food that we regret eating afterwards. So my little works on here that I'm talking on right now, that KGUV9GX thing, is so small without the antenna I could hide it in my hand. And there's no room on the table for even that. So, we're going to need bigger tables or something to put all of our toys out.
Well, in the picture, along with a Motorola radio that was dwarfed by this other radio, then next to that was the little miniature
Oh, gosh. Clear node zero, a little teeny node. Plexiglass cover.
Well, like I said, there was just so many boxes that were coming out on the table, and these little node things with clear tops, and some of them are double-deckers. Some of them had two antennas on them. I mean, I'm looking at it going like, how am I supposed to absorb and learn all this stuff if you guys keep pulling out gadgets? And I'm still not even on the original gadgets that DC makes. DC's an IT guy, and he's just building these little nodes left and right. And I said, 2 months ago, you didn't even have your GMRS license, and the month, you know, and when you got your GMRS license, you couldn't even talk from Wixom and Novi area out there in 96 and, you know, EF Egypt. And now you're like just this hotshot guy with his own little hotspot office, building nodes and setting them up inside restaurants. He was doing that over at Ramshorn where we had a little more room. And he's there with his laptop. He's taking over a whole booth, and he's, you know, programming nodes for people during breakfast.
WEAP. Yeah, that must be the zero to extra guy. The guy went from, like, no license to, like, all licensed in, like, a short period of time. But, yeah, I've set up several. I mean, that would be a good solution for you. You'll be able to talk anywhere. No antenna needed. But, yeah, I'm just about pulling into work. But I'll see if I can send you a picture of that. Maybe it'll refresh your memory. Because I know your memory's not as good as it used to be, you know. Anyhow, catch you later. Keep warm. W-A-E-A-B.
Oh, I know my memory's not as good as it used to be. I used to be a hockey goalie, and I've been hit in the head a couple of times too many, and I did fall off the back of a shipping truck once and smacked my head on the diamond plate lip of the truck, and it was not loopy. And my sister, when I was a baby, she dropped me on my head a few times. So I have a whole line of excuses for how come my memory's not as good as it used to be. But, yeah. All right, have a great day. I'll look forward to the email, and, we'll catch up later. W8RTY, we'll be listening throughout the day.
NHKPP. NHKPP. KZ8Z. What's going on, Wally? It's Dave.
Hello, Mr. Dave. Heading over towards Shelby Township for a Christmas party with one of our, I don't know if they're one of our vendors, but they're one of the companies we work with. So I'm going to go over there and have a free lunch.
Is always fun. My son went to one for his work a couple days ago, and he's going on, he's 29, so he really doesn't need the speech, but since I'm a dad, I give it to him anyway. So, I told him, like, hey, don't be that guy at the Christmas party, and the day after, if you're talking to somebody about it, and there wasn't that guy, perhaps it was you, so don't be that guy. So with that in mind, you're going to go over there and just get all lit up on a bunch of noon beers
Now, I'm one of the ones that always watches for that guy. But those usually don't happen at the lunch parties, the luncheons. They usually happen at the evening parties. Because we had one of those, and I don't want to say it was eventful, but, you know, you could always tell the ones that were outspoken. So, and I'm not one of those guys. I just lay low and watch all the excitement, shake hands, kiss babies, hand out a few bonus checks. That's about it. Nice. I'm going to stop by and get a bonus check. And shake hands, kiss babies, and smell little girls' hair. Okay, that's disgusting. I went too far. Hey, it's Friday. Happy Friday. How did your bounce house activities go? I think I heard you mention yesterday you were going to the bounce house with your granddaughter, I believe. That be tomorrow. It has to be the landing by 11 o'clock, so I'm going to miss the breakfast thing again. So that's tomorrow's agenda. Talked to her. Today's the actual birthday, so I talked to her on FaceTime a little bit. She was all excited and all happy. So tomorrow's the bounce house deal. So I'm going to be good. I'm going to stay away from the bounce house. So talked to John a little bit this morning. He was updating software, the firmware, in his Anytone 878. I think I got to do that to mine, too. It's got a lot of cool little features. I'm on 303, and I guess they're up to 305. So that's going to be a project. And played around with my board last night. So I played around with my little Fusion radio, and I actually programmed it on the W-chip, whatever it is, iStar setup, to go from Fusion to P25, and I was listening to some of the P25 reflectors across the country, and, you know, Lake Michigan, it's non-existent. It's another form of digital, more of a commercial digital. Kind of caught my educational thought process right now. But Georgia, the state of Georgia, real strong presence over there. It was kind of fun.
Is the P25, is that what Motorola, like the radio that Sean has, is that P25 stuff?
Most of it, the best I understand it, and I think I kind of got a small grasp of it, it's everything police, fire uses, government uses. It's like the, you know, because all these digital standards, they're, you know, the Fusion, I don't know which one you use, the DMR, you know, all of them, they're all okay. You know, I mean, they're never like the natural sound, like you recognize my voice, I recognize your voice without even throwing your call sign out. P25 is probably the best of the digitals, but it's kind of reserved only for, or has been reserved only for, you know, government type things. You know, not super encrypted or anything. It can be, but it's like most of the squad cars have, every squad car has it, every ambulance has it, every fire truck has it. So that's it. And it's really not very ham friendly. There are no ham radios that have it. So you would have to, you'd have to find a retired commercial radio and convert it over.
Copy that. Give me a sec. I'm at the bank.
Okay, I can take this call. I'll be right back. NNKTV.
KZ8Z Mobile.
K8RUH to NACDF. Thank you for listening, Dakota.
Hey, Anthony. It's KZ8Z Dave. How's things going?
Pretty good, Dave. How about yourself?
Good. Really good. You know, just hanging out. Just making a run over. I had a one of my grandmother's chairs we used to have in the house, and it got badly messed up by some moving guys, so I just got to refinish them. I'm running over there to pick up the chair. So that's my big chore for the day. How's that for a follow-up, but then I have to go to the car dealership and help negotiate for my son. That's always a joy. Ugh.
I don't know if there's anything worse than buying a new car.
Yeah, it is just such a BS game. You know, it's like you sit down and it's like, okay, well, let the negotiations begin. They almost begin with the word, hey, good morning. Like, well, this is a good morning. It's a okay morning. And like, oh, we're going to negotiate what type of morning it is to start with. Okay, let's go. I'm good with that.
Yeah, no fun. It takes all the fun out of getting a new car, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's doing a lease just because the payments are much more reasonable than buying a car. And I know the whole long-term stuff, but a lease works out better for him. And the dealerships these days are fond of saying, oh, you just there's really nothing we can do on a lease. You just plug in the numbers, and here's the price. Here's the monthly price. And if you want that lower, you just got to put more money down. And it's always funny when you go to the next dealership, they can somehow go, oh, you know what, we might be able to throw $10 a month at that out of our cash. So how's that look? I tell you, okay, now I got myself going on this. Never mind. What are you up to, lunchtime?
Kind of. Today's my day that I work remote. But yesterday was so busy that I had to go into the office for a little bit this morning. So I just left the office. I'm actually on my way to meet Dakota because he has my node. He was reflashing it for me. I was having some issues with it, and he told me he would give me a hand and just get it done for me. So heading over to pick that up, and then I will probably grab something to eat and head home. But, kind of all over the place today. That's not a bad thing on a Friday. Better than sitting in the office, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Sitting in the office. I guess it could be fun, depending on who you work with. But being out about is much better. Yeah, I enjoy listening to you. Maybe 70% of the time lurking on the radio in the morning, so I enjoy listening to you and Dakota talk hunting. In fact, has gun season already started? I'm way behind the curve on that knowledge.
Yes, gun season, true gun season is 2 weeks, and it started on November 15th. So it goes the 15th to the 30th of November. But there is so many, there's so many deer in particular counties, of which two of them are Oakland and Macomb, that they have, like, a bunch of additional seasons. They have, what they call a muzzle loader season, which is, like, a traditional gun, like, musket-style gun, for lack of a better way of describing it. And they have changed that down here to be more like a rifle season. I won't bore you with the details, but it has to do with the particular round that you're using and blah, blah, blah. But then there's a late season doe, and I think they extended it again into an even later season. So after Sunday, this Sunday, it goes into late season doe, and then it closes for a couple days, I think, and then opens up for like 3 more weeks in January. The population's just so high that they keep adding these seasons on. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. That's funny you say. Normal rifle season, gun season opened up in November. And they're going, oh, yeah, nothing gets by me. I've hunted birds, but never long rifle stuff. Fascinating. Okay, I'm at the shop here, going to pick up this chair, so I'll let you go. Hopefully you can reach out to Dakota, and you got your node working again. Okay, Anthony, have a good one, man. Have a great weekend. 73, KZAC clear.
After you.
All right, it was great talking to you, and we'll catch up again soon. KE8RUH.
W8FU.
What's going on, Sean?
Don't know. I just jumped in the car, turned on the radio, and I heard your call. Not a syllable more.
Ah, I was just speaking with Dave, and I had earlier called out to Dakota because I am headed over to his work to pick up my node that he reflashed for me. So I got a hold of him via text, and I'm headed that direction, and all the fun stuff. Just a good old Friday. How about you?
Well, I'm just making my way over to my son's house. We're going to go grab some lunch. We're going to run by a Army-Navy surplus store. He's looking for a particular coat. We're going to run and do that because I like going to those two and get lunch. Other than that, that's about it. I got some obligations this afternoon. I'm trying to get out of it. I can't. But I've got the day off, so I have some time to get some stuff done. Thinking about making a stop up in Utica briefly if I can get some time, but, man, I look like hell.
So two questions. One, where are you eating lunch? Because I know you're always eating good food, and I'm going to eventually have to eat lunch. And two, where are you going to an Army-Navy surplus store? Because there's not a lot of them around anymore.
No, there's not. There's like three, the best I can tell. One is down in Dearborn, the other one's up in Pontiac, and then there's one at 15 and Gratiot called M3. That's the one we're going to, 15 Gratiot. As far as breakfast, lunch, oh, man. I was thinking about yolk and toast on Grossbeck at about, what is that at? 12 and a half, 13, I don't know where that's at. But anyhow, it's on Grossbeck somewhere. Four Charlie's. Those are about the two I'm thinking about. I'm going to get my son up.
Very cool. Yeah, Charlie's is over in my neck of the woods. I'm guessing you're talking about the one that's at, like, Harper and Nine-ish over there. I haven't really been to that place. Once or twice, I think, is about it. And, yeah, I agree. There's not a lot of surplus stores left. Those were the three that I'm aware of. And, man, I do miss Arc Surplus. But, boy, that place has been gone for a long time. I was a kid. I loved going in there. Anytime my dad would take me in there, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of the last holdouts of the last one that was semi-legit. I mean, there's a few, but I'll tell you, the one, if you were lucky enough to, you know, you're younger than I, so you won't remember Silverstein's, but Silverstein's is, man, this guy's really... Silverstein's was down at the Lightguard Armory. No, not Lightguard Armory. Near the Lightguard Armory, but on 8 Mile Road. That place was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I am not aware of that one, but, man, I would love to have a good surplus store to go to. You know, they were always so fun, and you could find the most interesting things. There is a decent surplus store in Clare next to Jay's Sporting Goods. I think it's called General Jim's. It's pretty good. They have some, they usually have some light trucks. They have generators and different machinery. And, you know, the standard clothes and stuff like that, but even there they have a lot of you know, general normal stuff that you could buy other places. But man, surplus stores are so fun.
Sorry about that. I was
backed into an area that had a lot of metal real close to my antenna, and the signal from the repeater dropped off precipitously, so I didn't want to transmit until I moved. But anyhow, I just picked up my son, so we're going to get to it. Probably, I'm going to bounce it off him, but I'm thinking yolk and toast because it's on the way. And then, you know, and they got a full menu. And then probably to M3. Well, not probably, to M3 after that. So, all right, if you're in the area, let me know. We can let you know for sure if there's any alteration.
Under normal circumstances, I might be, but I'm headed over to Hall and Romeo Plank right now to grab that node from Dakota, and then heading back south. So enjoy your lunch, and I will catch up with you soon.
All right, Anthony, I'll catch you later. WFU.
K8RUH, mobile.
Friday the 13th. K8DB.
How's my audio, man? Oh, come on. Ain't nobody out here?
It is off. I'm here, but I'm in the middle of typing emails. Sorry. Yeah, but I hear you. You're out there. You sound a little soft, a little low, but you're out there. W8RCY.
W8RCY, this is 88OD. Let me know how terrible this sounds.
It's not necessarily sounding terrible. It just sounds like your audio is low because I had to turn my radio up sufficiently to hear you on the receive.
Okay, I'm trying something in. I have a third node with DB switch. I'm bridging BMR over to EchoLink, and I'm EchoLinking into Sean's repeater. So it's, I'd imagine there's some problems with some conversion there, but it was something I was testing on doing. Don't ask me why.
Well, I'm back at my normal volume setting for this radio, and you're coming in better. So you're back to normal there, but I'm hearing a little bit of like a tinning distortion in the audio from my perspective.
I'd imagine this sounds a lot better than what I just was at.
I mean, if that was your original transmission, that would have been fine with me. Even seems like the tinning has gone a little bit.
Yeah, this is through the node instead of going through the BMR extra step, but it's still not going to be ideal because it's gone through EchoLink as opposed to directly linking to the node.
Okay, I'm familiar with EchoLink and I'm familiar with nodes, but I don't know how well they work. After you made a change and an adjustment, I was able to turn my volume back down and I haven't touched it since.
In theory, this should be, like, perfect low quieting sounding.
Don't touch a thing. It sounds good to me.
Yeah, this is directly all-star to all-star, so definitely is the best. Yeah, don't know, this screwed around capabilities, I guess, see what this can do. I built one of these nodes last week sometime, and then been adding and tweaking stuff since. So it's been a fun journey. Thanks for the testing, NGDOD.
Well, I'm still learning about all that stuff, too, and I'm just going by what I'm hearing. And like I said, I have my radio set at a certain volume level, and I heard you, but it was very quiet and stuff when you made the changes. I had to adjust it back to where I'm at. So I'm back at my normal settings, and you sound just fine. So, all right, well, have a good afternoon. Maybe we'll see you at breakfast. Take care. WHQI.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks again. ADUWD.
November 8, Whiskey, Drilling, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
W8FU.
KF8BOT, listening and mobile.
KE8TFM. W8CPT.
NADDF. Heading home now? AE8TFM.
Yeah, I had to stop at Best Buy and pick up another last-minute gift that I saw for my wife, and then started heading home, and then been on the phone, and now I'm almost home. So I was just seeing who's out here and what's going on this weekend.
Oh, well, he just reminded me of something I need to do. I haven't bought my wife anything yet. I have to try and put a dent in that one this weekend. And I have my daughter. She has her holiday ice skating show, so I'm doing that tomorrow. My wife's driving to Jackson for my son's hockey game, and then another hockey game on Sunday. So yeah, it's going to be pretty busy. But I got to get some shopping in there, otherwise I'm going to forget till the last minute.
It kind of crept up on us. It's like, oh my God, it was December, and I'm like, holy crap, Christmas is in 3 weeks, and now it's, you know, December 13th.
Yeah, I say every year goes by quick, but this one, like, for some reason, it seems like it went by really quick, actually. Now I feel like I'm running out of time. I got so much stuff I got to wrap up before the first, and it's just not looking like I'll get to all of it.
I know what you mean. My boss told me today that I've been with the company for 6 months. I switched jobs midway through the year, and he's like, you've been here for 6 months, and it's like, holy crap, I feel like I just started here, you know, a month ago. So I know what you mean. You blink, and then it's the year.
Oh, well, that's why the year went by quick for you. You're still in the honeymoon period.
I bought a house and changed jobs within a week of each other, so I blinked, and then it was just, you know, you go through the, hold on a second, you go through the, you know, the pre-approval and closing and selling process, that's 2 months of your life before you know it, and then you get moved and all that, and then you start a new job. It's like, that was literally a fiscal quarter of my life that I don't remember.
And you had a third kid this year, right?
Yeah, I forgot about that too. January 12th, I had my third kid, so it was like someone hit the 4X fast forward starting in January.
Yeah, 2013 is when we bought our house. We had the big move. I had two kids, one on the way, and I wouldn't have changed jobs that year. So yeah, so it was just a house and a kid when I moved. So yeah, yeah, I know what you're doing. That'll definitely make the year go by quick. But it's cool. You got it all done in 1 year. So that's awesome.
I'm hopeful now that it's all done, and there, in theory, should not be any big events in 2025, but I can kind of, like, get back to some sort of normalcy and routine life. I feel like I finally settled in at the new job and the new house, at least, but like I said, you know, in 2024, that's like there was a major event, it seemed like every couple months, so I'm hoping in 2025 it's just plain Jane, boring, work your job, go home, raise the kids. Live happily ever after.
Yeah, that usually happens. We had quite a few stretches where everything was just kind of, and I'll say it was normal, so. But it never lasts for too long, but it does happen, so those stretches do occur. So.
I'll make a mental note not to complain about them when I'm living in them. I'll take it. Take it one day at a time and enjoy it, because I know that it doesn't last forever.
No, it don't. All right, my daughter being 17, no, it definitely, reminds me how quick it goes. That's for sure. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the parking lot. My son's working out with his hockey team at this gym, so I'm just sitting here waiting for him to finish up his workout. So did you get your FTM 500 back and all hooked up in the truck? Are you settled with that now, or are there still issues with it?
I remember when I was on the other side of that a long time ago, when I was the one in the hockey workouts, my dad was outside waiting for me. 500 is not back yet, but it shipped yesterday. I should have it Wednesday, according to tracking. They said they replaced a power or audio amplifier circuit, something or another. So I'm glad they acknowledged it. It was an issue. Whether or not that means they just gave me a new control head or they actually fixed my radio, I don't know. I'm half tempted to take it apart when I get it to see what they actually did, if I can see. But get that back soon. I look forward to it because I love my 75, but it is quite an inconvenience taking it in and out of the truck and hooking up a speaker mic, a power supply, and an antenna.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised with the problems you had, and I've heard a few other people as well, too, because yeah, I have the FTM 500, I have an FT710, and I got a handheld FT4X, a little handheld HT, but at least with the ASU stuff, I haven't had any trouble, like none at all, so I'm going to keep knocking on wood. Hopefully it stays that way.
The ASU stuff I've had in the past has always been good, whether it's the mobiles, I have an 891. I've had a bunch of HTs that have been phenomenal. Probably the best cheap HTs, you know, the sub-$200 ones, like the FT60. That P65, I do have a VX6R, which is like my little pride and joy. I love that radio. But the FT5s I've had, I've been less than impressed with, but I'm on the fence of buying another one now that I have this open spot. So trying to talk myself out of it, but they are cool radios for digital. They're cool radios for APRS. There's a lot more you can do with an FT5 than, you know, just talk on a node. And if I need to do that, I got plenty of other radios to do that.
Yeah, I was looking at the FT5. I haven't talked myself into a new HT yet. I think I just haven't gotten the bug for it yet. I just got the DMR stuff kind of figured out, and I got that programmed. And this weekend, I'm trying to set a goal for myself to get D-Star working on the 705. And then I got to kind of make up my mind which HT I want. And that's the problem is the digital modes, right? You got to have a different radio, it seems, for each one. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure what I'll do for the HT. But for right now, the RT3S, that's still on my list of favorites, I would say, because when I do make time for the satellite, you know, I can take care of that. But I don't know yet. Haven't made up my mind. I got to see. But I definitely have an eye on that ST5. I just want it because it looks cool more than anything. But the VX6, the one you said you had, I like that one as well, too. I always wanted to grab that one, like, for up north and that, just with all the extended receive and that. But, yeah, I don't know. Too many things. We'll see.
My 2 cents, if you're going to buy an HD and you want a one-stop shop, get a 75. If you have a hotspot, that's D-Star compatible. So now that I've got the OpenSpot 4 Pro, I can cross-mode with this radio and the Fusion DMR, E25, NXDM, whatever. So that's a non-issue for me. That C5 is a sweet radio, and I had one, and I was absolutely obsessed with it. I think I had every accessory under the sun, and then I got an All-Star node. I had a Pi-Star first, and then once I got the All-Star node, I realized how bad it sounded. Because for the longest time before I bought a mobile, I ran it like I'm running my 75 right now. Cup holder mount, mag-mounted on a speaker mic, plugged it into the cigarette lighter so I never lost power, and it worked flawlessly. They're down to 369 right now, so I'm half tempted to pick one up and just mess with it and use it for, you know, like I said, use it for things that aren't on All-Star, and it'll be fine. RT3S, I have one specifically for satellites, awesome little radio. And that VX6R, I can't recommend that radio enough. That or the ICT10, look at that one. It was on sale for $150 at DXE. IP67, bomb-proof, single monitor, analog HD. But the VX6R, is my wife bought it for me. It's the only radio she's ever bought me, and I absolutely love that thing. Great receive, tiny. Mine puts out, I think, 4.5 on UHF, so it does the trick. I did Mars Mod mine, too, and you only get about 2 watts on TMRS. But phenomenal radio, indestructible. So there's options out there, but I kind of wish I was, like, somewhat of a blogger or a vlogger just to document my life with this THD-75 over the last couple weeks. It's my one radio, the one radio I've been using. It's been a mobile, it's been a hotspot radio, it's been a node radio, it's been an APRS rig. I mean, it has done literally everything, and it's done it well since I've gotten it. So, super impressed with it, super happy. Overpriced 100%, but it is a Kenwood.
Yeah, I've never really used the Kenwoods. I've seen them. I mean, I know they're out there, but I don't know if the fact that you don't see a lot of Kenwoods, if that's what makes me nervous, or if that's the reason why I should buy it. So, but I do like them. I mean, they look like really good radios, but I've never actually really used one. I know the, I'm told the Kenwood has the APRS mode that I want where you can, you know, it'll pop up and tell you where someone is on frequency and you're able to just kind of talk to them real easy with like a button push or something like that because they use that part of the APRS protocol. But I haven't confirmed that. I really don't know what it's called, obviously, but I'm told the Kenwoods do that, and that's the one reason why I was looking at them.
I believe if it's the APRS setting you're referring to, it's called QSY frequency, and there's a bunch of options in there for beaconing specific things, and I think it does exactly what you're talking about. I've never tested it, because like you said, there's not a lot of Kenwoods out there. That being said, the APRS has been okay on it. I don't know if it's just because there's not a whole lot of digipeaters in the area or whatnot, but the guys were giving me crap last night when I was talking about my 500, because I said the Yates is kind of on my shit list with the issues I've been having, and I told them I'm probably going to sell this thing as soon as I see that Kenwood mobile come out.
Yeah, I used APRS on this one on the 500. I mean, it works, but you know when I have it enabled, it you know it'll pop up. It shows a graph and the distance and the azimuth direction that the person is from me. But I'm looking at it like, well, this is silly. Okay, there's a person there. I see it. The person's there 5 miles away. I could probably talk Simplex. But there's, like, no option to quickly, like, talk to that person. And that's what drives me crazy with the ATRS. So I kind of just stopped using it then, you know, because I didn't see any practical use for it if I can't use it to talk to these people that are popping up on the screen as I'm driving. Because especially when I'm driving, you know, for work or out of state or something like that, you know, that would be an awesome feature to have if it was just a default APRS setting, you know. That's what kind of drives me crazy with it. Because to me, what's the use of it if I can't use it to, you know, find people to talk to or something like that.
And that's really just that. I use it, I receive a ton. So as soon as I get south of 26 on 53, I start receiving. And I go down Hall Road, I'm getting tons and tons of APRS beacons, and it's like, what do I do with them? Some people will put in there as a message, they'll put the frequency they're on. It's usually just the calling frequency. But I agree. If it was like I can, you know, had a shortcut key to click on that person, and it would tune to wherever they're beaconing from, and I could call out to them, it'd be awesome. Especially if it was, you know, it should tell you how far away you are. So if it says 3 miles, and I hit QSY or whatever, and I'm able to call out, then that'd be amazing. But I don't know how the Kenwood one works. I'm going to have to do some research on that. But if you're going to buy one and you're willing to throw up some money, I'd get a 75. I love this thing. But I'm going to clear out of here. I just pulled in my driveway finally. I'll be around this weekend though. So. But I'll talk to you. Good luck. I know you said you're traveling. Have fun at hockey, and I'll catch up with you later and be clear after yours. N8BBS.
All right, take it easy. Have a good weekend. KE8TFM, I'll be monitoring.
KE8VFI.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? KE8TFM.
I am good. I was just wondering that second park you were at yesterday, where was that at?
So, my customer is just outside of downtown Oxford, like 2 miles outside. So, once you leave Oxford itself and you're on the section, I forgot, what is that, 24, I think? When you're on that road and you're basically on the straightaway, about 2 miles down on the right, you turn on a road that's called, starts with an M, Metamora, or can't remember which road it is, but it's the only one there, and you drive down that like a mile and a half, and the state game area is right there. They got a campground, and then they got like an open hunting area, so I just pulled into the parking lot for the hunting area, and I set up right there.
Okay, roger that. I didn't know that was there. All right, very cool. Yeah, at Bald Mountain, I tuned in on 10-meter, and I could not hear you at all, but I heard people you were talking to, and then that second park there, 20-meter, I heard you just barely. I mean, like, I knew you were there, and then I again hear other people talking to you. So, but very cool. You knocked out two in the day. That's awesome.
Yeah, the first one I went to was because I had a cavity I had to have fixed, and I couldn't go to the customer right away because my whole mouth was hurting, was pretty numb still. So, and it felt like it was like a softball, even though it didn't. So I'm like, I'll let the Novocaine wear off, so I'll stop at Bald Mountain. So I got there. There was another ham there. I forgot his call now, but he was there, and he was just finishing up, so I let him finish up, and then I jumped on 10 meters and did one. And then when I left my customer, I'm like, you know, I think there's one more park over here. And just for giggles, I opened up the POTA app, and then I look, and my dot's right on top of it. And I'm like, you're kidding me. It's like just down the street. So I'm like, well, I got to stop, and I got to at least get 10 contacts before I go home. So, and I didn't even realize that was there. You know, I go to that customer every so often. And now that I know it's only a mile away, I'll probably make a few more stops there.
All right. Well, that worked out really well. And, yeah, maybe you'll visit that customer even more often now. So,
Very good. Well, cool. Glad you were able to do that. And it's getting cold out. I go out and get the mail, and I'm freezing. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. This is getting cold now. When I did set up at that second park, I left the window of the truck open, or the back window, because I brought the antenna, the coax in from my mag mount. And then after I got done, I'm like, man, my feet are cold. Like, the whole truck got cold, and I was there talking and trying to get the contacts done that I didn't realize with the truck off just how cold it was actually getting. You definitely got to dress for the weather now.
Yep, can't complain, though. We had a real easy slide into winter, and this really, in a grand scheme, isn't all that bad. So, all right, well, I heard you talking, so I jumped in there and see where that park was. I'm going to step back out and see what's going on for dinner. So I will talk to you soon, KEA-BSI. I'll listen out.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy. KEA-TFM monitoring.
KCA-DUP.
KCA-PUB, this is KEA-TFM. How you doing tonight? This is Davian from Shelby.
Not too bad. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Uniform Papa, Flint Township.
Oh, very good. What are you up to? Driving home from work?
Yeah. I'm running a load right now. What's going on? I'm hauling recyclables. But it's not priority, so I'm headed back. Gonna put the truck away. And go inside the house once I get home. It's been a long day.
Yeah, if you're still driving, it's been a long day. What kind of truck? Like a big like semi type hauler?
No, it's just a commercial duty 7.5 yard dump truck. I've got a 10 yard dump truck. Mostly running out of dump truck equipment. Do freelance loads. And I haul a heavy equipment trailer with front end loader and some other equipment.
Yeah, it makes for a long day. I don't know. I've only driven like larger stuff a few times. I helped a family member out by driving his bread truck route, and he had a big box truck, and I drove that thing for a week, and I don't know, I found it stressful. You got to pay attention to too much and all the knuckleheads driving, so I at least for me, I found it stressful. It was a long day, so that's, I have a lot of respect for people who can actually stick that out, because that definitely is, at least for me, I got stressed out by it. There's just too much going on.
Yeah, the most I carry is 14,000 pounds. I won't do much more than that. I did move the crushed concrete highway, shuttling that, and I scaled out. I went to dump it. The old girl's like, you could do me a lot of favors and not do that again.
Yeah. So what? So whereabouts are? Where are you at right now, and where are you going?
I just came off 52 and 21 in Shiawassee. Eastbound on 21, which I call the Smasher because people act like idiots on it. I got hit a couple weeks ago, and I got two and a half inch thick ladder steps on the side of the truck to get up into the cab, and it's the tank that hit me, ripped the passenger side door open, ripped it at the fender through the firewall, through the passenger side door, and up to the rear door pillar. But now I'm headed down into the township on Major, thing away. I own an electronics company in El Paso. Do a bunch of computer radio repair and stuff, but I usually try to catch loads or something if I can do that. Make extra money. Mostly busy in the summer when I'm doing like landscaping movement.
Yeah, well, and what you just said, there's why I don't like driving that stuff. No one pays attention. They expect you're doing all the paying attention. So that's cool. That's good. Well, sounds like your trip's just about wound up. You got anything cool planned for the weekend? I'm just relaxing.
I'm a trainer, so I'm the president of Oasis Training Club, and I've got to... I have here for our holiday, what we call it, craft show and vendor show. Our circus park is a pretty big venue. It's 104 acres. And we're having a pretty good sized craft show up there in Clio, Michigan.
Did you say you're a Shiner?
Yeah, Elk Cross.
Ah, okay. What Masonic Lodge are you a member of?
Past Master of Fellowship Lodge 236.
Very good. Yeah, I'm a master at Stony Creek Number 5 in Rochester Hills. I haven't made it there this year. My son's hockey kind of got me off track, but starting the first of the year, I'll be heading back to Lodge. But I'm all good. I'm all legal, so I just gotta get back there. I haven't this year got away from me, but I've been a member there for 4 years, I think now. 3 years? Can't remember now.
Okay, you say you're master over there, yeah. I'm guessing Master Mason, not Master of the Lots, right?
Yeah. No, I never held any of the offices. I just, with kids and everything, I hadn't been able to make the commitments to any of that. So I like just showing up, doing the meetings now. But at some point, once kids' activities are done and that, then I'll get involved in those things. But until then, I just kind of enjoy the company and that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's the kind of fun. We had enough Masons to have a Masonic net.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I'm trying to think. I know for sure, I mean, a good friend of mine he's a ham. And then I don't know the call, but there was another member of my lodge. He just started studying for the test, and he got his technician and general in one sitting, but I don't think he's ever bought any radios yet, so I know for sure there's two in my lodge that have their ham license. Might even be a few more.
I don't even know what system I'm talking on. I don't even know what repeater I'm on. I'm talking on a Motorola that I programmed 10 years ago as a 1225, and it just says W8FSM.
That call don't sound familiar. I mean, there's three that are in my radio. There's actually four repeaters, I think, but there's three that are linked up. So there's the FBI in Romeo and Warren, and then I'm talking on the Mount Clemens KC8UMP repeater, only because the parking lot I'm sitting in, this one comes in a little bit better for me, so I figured I'd go there. But, yeah, there's like three of them linked up. And I'm not sure if there's a way you can tell where you're at.
I just take my radio into the office and set it down on the bench and read the code plug, I suppose. I've been screwing around with Motorola XTS 5000 and the front panel programmability. Super solid HD. I've only ran Motorola my entire career of amateur radio operator. Way back in 1996.
Me, on the other hand, I have a problem. I'm addicted to all the different gear, so I've just about run every brand. I think Yaesu is my brand of choice right now, and that's not because I'm a big time Yaesu fan. It's just because that's where I think I've currently landed. You know, I'm sure as the years go by, that'll all change a little bit. But at least right now, I'm all Yaesu at the moment, and then a whole mix of everything else with the handhelds and stuff. So it's fun. I mean, electronics has always been a hobby for me, so I think it's just trying the new stuff I enjoy more than anything.
I've got 100 plus on-ball radios. So I've got everything from full fangs, quotient, green Davises. I always buy something to try it out. I just got myself a Motorola Turbo Motor, Motorola Turbo Moto, because Moto Turbo. I got a bunch of that equipment. I just haven't been programming or doing anything with it, but now I got some VHF, UHF. So I think I'll give it a go. I got a bunch of XPR 8300s, repeaters.
Yeah, that's what seems to happen. You start accumulating gear. Yeah, I think as far as HTs go, I probably have 30 of them sitting around the house. I got a couple different HF rigs. Some of the big radios, though, I sold just to get them out of my way, but I do have three for HF. But yeah, that's what happens. You start accumulating everything, and so far, I was hoping I'd get my boys into it, but yeah, they don't want anything to do with it, so it'll probably all get sold when I disappear. So, but if one of the kids get into it, they'll at least have all the gear that they need, because I got shelves of it now, it seems.
Well, if you ever decide to join the Shriners, that's a lot of fun. We're about ready to put our circuses on up here in Flint and Saginaw. I'm Junker the Clown, and this year I am second in security, so I'll be working security on the floor, which is kind of fun because you get to be right there on the arena floor. But when you're a clown, you get to be you get to do an act during the circus, so it's also fun. But I'm going to let you go. I'm going to unload some equipment. One of my projects I'm building is a 1990s 911 center. That's going to be my new getting back into ham radio desk system. And we got all the modules and everything coming together. All Motorola Astro desk track systems. But not desk tracks, they're consolettes. But they're gorgeous.
Ah, very cool. All right, well, be safe out there driving. Have fun at the activity there, and I'm sure one of these years you might see me in the Shriners and just in that, like I said, in that mode of just not able to make all the commitments yet, but yeah, we're getting there, so. But yeah, so it was nice chatting with you, nice meeting you, and yeah, take care and enjoy your weekend. This is KE8TFM, I'll be monitoring.
Okie dokie, Kilo Charlie 8 Delta, uniform
pop-up. N8KBP. En route to Port Huron. What's going on in Port Huron?
We are going to get a bite to eat, and I'm taking her to the hockey game. I don't know if you've ever been up there and watched that hockey game up there, the Port Huron Prowlers and the Motor City something or another. But it's very inexpensive, and it's a lot of fun. So kind of like a junior pro team type hockey. So we enjoy it. And they like to beat each other up, so there's a fight every now and then, too. So we do it a couple times a year. So if you're ever looking for an inexpensive date night, it's worth the trip.
I did the, way back in the day, I went to a few at the Fraser, the semi-pro team out of there.
Then I did some Viper games way back, and we enjoyed doing that. So we've done a little minor league hockey, but not in a long, long time. So I didn't even know who was still cooking around here, so that's good to know. Is that Colonial Hockey League or something like that?
Yeah, the name keeps changing to protect the innocent, but it's all the same. Federated, then the Colonial, then something else, and I don't know what it's called this week. But, yeah, it's the same stuff. As a matter of fact, I think the team that they're playing is out of Fraser, Motor City something. So it's kind of a rivalry thing, you know. Fraser meets Port Huron. So everybody gets their gander up, and the fans are fun to watch. They got a 50-50 raffle I won one time and left here with about $300. So, you know, I don't mind doing that kind of raffle when the odds are in your favor, you know. I mean, I think they're lucky to have 1,000 people there or something.
Well, it sounds like fun. I'm just getting a few things squared away. I got to head out, go to the store, and then I got darts tonight, so I'll be doing the dart thing. And breakfast in the morning, other than that, maybe get a little shopping done. I got a few odds and ends I still got to get. So, I don't know. I can't do it online. You know, of course, doing it online is the easy way.
Yeah, it's online. Marianne's ordering some things for her kids online, and I got the little condenser thing there by the door, and I now call it the shipping desk. So we got the shipping and receiving department at our house. Teasing her about that. So every sometime I hear the little ring doorbell go off, I just go grab the package and I tell her it's on the shipping desk.
I wish I had a shipping desk. It would make things a lot easier. Oh, man. Anyhow, so where are you at now? You said, I heard you say Port Huron. Are you actually in or you're on your way to?
On my way to exit 258, which is, what, about a mile north of St. Clair Highway, St. Clair, whatever that one is, the one that takes you to St. Clair, that one. So probably 2 miles north by now.
That's Fred Moore Highway?
Yeah, a couple miles north of, I know they say east, but it's really north, northeast, let's say, a couple miles northeast of Fred Moore.
Roger. Well, of course, as expected, you're sounding rock solid at that point, so, well, good deal. Have some fun. Don't get in any fights, you know, try to stay neutral.
Nah, the crowds don't fight. Everybody's there just to watch the teams fight and fire pucks at each other and do all sorts of little crazy things that these young kids do nowadays. So, probably go out and grab a bite to eat first. Not sure if we're going to go to Chicken in the Rough or there's another little diner. I forget the name of it, right there by the bridge that goes up and down that we enjoy. We might do that one. It's a little bit nicer and not too badly priced.
I think Chicken and Rough sounds better. There you go, right from a local boy.
Hello, local boy. N-A-K-P-P with W-A-F-U.
W-A-N-S-C, just a quick one in here. I'm down at St. Clair, so I'm just getting ready to go into our fire department Christmas party, but nobody else is here, and I didn't want to be the only one in there, so I'll just wait a few minutes.
Very good. You see that video of the Comstock fire truck yesterday or the day before?
Yes, I did. Boy, did I cringe when that happened.
Yeah, they got two trucks in one blast. They had the Chief's car in front, which was basically a Suburban type vehicle, and then of course the fire truck. Both of them are out of service. I mean, they could probably get the fire truck fixed, but the car in front of it is gone. So I got some local pictures from it.
I'd almost bet you the frame's bent on that big truck, more than likely. And at 250, they'll probably just scrap out too and replace it.
And by the Lowe's building, the Lowe's, no, Love's, Sean, exit 262, we're still working pretty good. Was that where we're going? Oh, Vintage Tavern is where we're going, by the way. Sean, go ahead. See that? We scared him off. So now he's looking up chicken in the rough. So where do you guys do your department party at? Right there at the station, or you guys lease the hall and have another department back up for you?
This is the first year we won't do it at our station. We're actually doing it at the golf course here. And we just cover our own calls. We have people that don't partake in the alcohol, so we don't have to worry about it. So we don't have to have anybody cover. So everybody's short and don't want to put the burden on somebody else.
Yeah, I'm the one that helps out on the west side of the state. I was on that fire department since I was 21 years old, back when you had to be 21 to get on one. And still on their list, believe it or not. They've got an honorary list or whatever, but you show up, they consider you active, and they hand you a radio. As a matter of fact, my phone's going off right now. They're getting a call, so when I listen, you guys probably use that e-dispatch thing too, I take it.
We used to until we got off the VHF pagers, got on 800. They didn't support it. So I'm going to jump off here. Enjoy your night in Greater St. Clair County, and we'll catch you soon. You'll be at NSC.
Later. Very good. Have some refreshments. Don't chase any fires. Enjoy yourself. NAKPP.
Later, Nick. Enjoy.
I tried to let you in, Sean, but you were gone.
No, I heard. I just, I had something distracting me, so I've got a few things to do. I've got to get the darts in a while here, and I think I want to go grab some, I think I want to go make a store trip to the store before, so I'm debating on whether I have enough time. But I'm probably going to get out of here and go do a grocery run. That way I can pick up some snacks for darts tonight. It's our last game of the season. We're up 10 points on the next closest team, so we'd have to really, really, really do bad, and the other team would have to really, really do good to catch up. There's 15 total points in the 15 matches, so we're up 10 on the other team, so it's going to be pretty hard. It's going to be pretty hard for us to lose. But anyhow, it's the last night of the season. We're going to probably make a little bit of a Christmas party out of it.
Okay. Well, this might be my last, because we have to get off at exit 269, and we're at exit 266, Marysville exit. So still seems to be working pretty good, but it's a cool night. We don't have any trees with leaves, so it's working pretty good up here.
Yeah, you're sounding great. No problem at all. So you're not even close to the end of your rope. I know the guys, Nick, you were just talking to, and Aaron and a few other guys have been running around Port Huron, and it works pretty good in the city. You know, it starts to depend where when you're in the city. You could get behind something, but it should carry you all the way to where you're going. Anywho, enjoy. Sounds like fun. And we're going to go do our fun. So maybe we'll catch you later on when we're all on our way back. W8FU.
November 8, Kilo, Papa. Be careful out there.
November 8th, Pop Uniform Golf, listening on mobile. November 8th, Pop Uniform Golf, listening on mobile.